Environment chiefs from top industrial countries met in Japan yesterday and called for an agreement on cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2050. The statement by ministers from the Group of Eight Nations also acknowledged calls for midterm emissions reduction targets for 2020, though it did not specify any goals. The call to cut emissions came just days after miles-long cracks were found on Arctic ice caps by Canadian scientists on an expedition to the country's northern ice shelves. Roch Padash is from the Argentinian division of the environmental organization Friends of the Earth. He says that the goal to cut emissions in half by 2050 is not enough to keep Arctic ice on the water.
Greenhouse gases are those who are warming the planet. The idea that it could be cut by 2050 is probably a very cautious, a very timid one. In fact, what is probably needed is a double of that in order to keep some of what they call the tipping points, I mean, the indicators of the health of a planet. For example, the Arctic ice that is nowadays disappearing. Unless we phase out all fossil fuels emissions by mid-century, it won't be possible to keep this ice underwater. Let alone the glaciers, and also stop rising the sea level. For that energy transition, urgent measures are needed.